All right, the gospel reading is Matthew 25, 31 through 46, the parable of the sheep and the goats. We had a little snafu today with the room being locked, so we couldn't meet for lectionary at lunch, so I'm sitting up in my office here this evening. It's lectionary in my office, I suppose, is how it goes. So anyway, no audience tonight, no discussion, just walking through the text. In any case, Matthew 25, of course, we've been on this chapter for a couple of weeks now. The parables of the end times, beginning in chapter 25 with the parable of the virgins, the 10 virgins, wise and foolish virgins, and then the parable of the talents. And you notice there's, of course, a progression as you go through these. The parable of the virgins is be ready, because you can't get ready when the guy comes, when the Son of Man comes. Parable of the talents, do what you're supposed to be doing until the master comes back. And then finally, the parable of the sheep and the goats, much more specific about what we should be doing until the master comes back. If I could, I'd just open with a little quip from Martin Franzmann on the parables in chapter 25 here, which I think is pretty helpful to frame what these are about and how to approach these both theologically and homiletically here. Now I lost the page. Here we are. Here's a quote from Franzmann, page 182 from Follow Me. What sort of persons ought you to be? That question dominates the predictions of Jesus. That question lives in all the parables of admonition. And that question controls Jesus' depiction of the consummation. So get that again. What sort of person ought you to be? That question controls Jesus' depictions of the consummation. So this is a parable about how to live while we are waiting for the master to come back. Okay. So to the text, verse 31. Patan de elfe hahuyas tu anthropu ente daxel tu pepantis leangaloi metatu. Hatan, the adverb here of temporal adverb, temporal conjunction. When comes, it takes the subjunctive, when comes, Elthe the aorist from Erechomai, when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all the angels with him, tota kathise epithronu doxe satu, then kathise, the future, third singular from kathidzo, he will sit upon the throne of his glory. So, glory, glory here, connected to the last day. So no more hiddenness of the kingdom. The power, full power, majesty, glory of the Son of Man is revealed. And he sits on his throne. So judgment takes place from the throne. Kai sanak feisantai emprosthenautu pantata ethne. Sanak feisantai is a future passive. You see the theta, eta, sigma, future passive, from Son Erechomai, will be gathered, so the passive, will be gathered before him all the nations, all the peoples, probably better here. Kai aphorise autus ap alilon, and he will separate them from, well, each other here, from one another. Probably the best way to take that, from each other. Hosper hapoimein aphoridze ta probata apa ton erifon. Just as the shepherd separates, aphoridze here the verb, the sheep from the erifon, the goats. Now, this is kind of interesting. Usually in a parable, Jesus gives the parable and then gives the interpretation at the end of it. In this case, he gives the interpretation and then gives the parable. So he tells you first, you know, what's going on or what will happen, and then he uses the parable to further clarify that. All right. separation of the sheep from the goats. Well, we'll just keep going. Verse 33. Kaistese tamen probata ek dexiana tu tada erifea ex iwa numan. Got that one. Kaistese, right, from histemi. And the sheep will stand on his right, but the goats on the left. Okay, so the sheep on the right, goats on the left. Now, the critical thing in this parable is to notice that the sheep are the sheep before the parable starts, not after it is decided whether or not they measured up to a certain standard. That is to say, the sheep are sheep before the judgment happens. They're already sheep or they're already goats. The judgment here, the explanation or the description, okay, of what the sheep did is just that. It's describing what the sheep have already done because they have been sheep all along. And when it comes to the goats are described, or the actions, lack of actions of the goats are described, because this is what the goats have not done all along. So this is not a judgment based on works in the sense that based on what you do, you become either a sheep or a goat, and you go one place or the other. You already are either sheep or goat, and your actions show what you have been all along. Rather critical here. So there are no surprises at the judgment. No surprises, I should say, as to who gets in and who does not. Rather, the surprise is, gee, we were doing this and we weren't even thinking about it. It's natural for us to do it. It was so natural, we didn't even know we were doing it. Okay? So, this is not a works righteousness kind of a judgment sort of here. Sheep are sheep before they get there. Goats are goats before the judgment happens. And now is explained what the goats and the sheep did respectively. So that's what's going on in beginning of verse 34. Tota ere habasalus tois ekdexia tu. Then the king, Ere, the future of Lego, will say to those on his right, Doita hoi oilogimenoi tu patros mu. Doita here is sort of this particle of command, come, the blessed ones of my father. The blessed ones of my father. Now, rather striking here is the parallel to the Beatitudes. Right, the blessed ones, those who have received righteousness. So come the ones blessed by my Father, who have received what the Father offers. Kleronomeseta tain, himin basilein apo katabales kasmu. Inherit the kingdom which has been prepared from the beginning of the world, or the foundation of the world, the creation of the world. Now, notice the perfect participle, perfect passive participle. Hei toi mas menein, which has been prepared for you from the creation of the world. See, this is the place creation was supposed to end up, to inherit the kingdom. This is where all of his creation was supposed to go. We'll see later on where those who didn't receive everything end up. This was to be there all along. So verse 35. Epinasa gar kai edokida moi fagain. Because I hungered, aorist tense, you gave to me to eat. You gave me to eat. Now, the aorist tenses here, yeah, Jesus is talking about past descriptions or past events, But really, the focus is on the action. The aorist here is not giving necessarily a time reference primarily, but a perspective on the action, or a verbal aspect is the phrase we use. So the action, I hungered, right, and aorist again, adducta, you gave me to eat. You did it. You gave it to me to eat. Okay? And he just continues here. Edipsesa, right? I thirsted, kai etoimasata me, epatisata me. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. Xenosemein, kai synagata me. Foreigner I was, amen, there's the imperfect of amen. Foreigner I was, and you synagogued me, you welcomed me, you received me, you gathered me in. 36, gymnos kai periabalata me, naked, and you clothed me. So the aorist on the verb there, periabalata, naked and you clothed me. Asthenesa, I was sick, weak, and you episkepsaste. Here the verb is episkeptomai, aorist tense again. I was sick, and you looked out for me. You watched over me. You took care of me. Idea. En phulake emein kai elphata prosme. I was in prison, and you came to me, Elthata, another aorist from Erkomai. So these actions of service to others. You know, rather interesting. This does reflect pretty well what Jesus talks about, of course, when he says, you know, what's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so what do the sheep do? They love their neighbor. It is interesting that the defining characteristics of sheep is not sort of avoidance of bad things, but it's the fulfillment of the law, to do what God has made his righteous people to do, to love one another, right? So to feed the hungry, to give to drink, to welcome the outsider, etc. So, 37. Tote apa kritheisantai auto hoi dikaioi legantis. Then the righteous ones, great word, the righteous ones will answer to him saying, see, they're righteous, they're blessed, they're already in right relationship with God all along. They're already sheep before they even get there. Anyway, the righteous ones will answer to him saying, Kyria, patase edamen penanta, kai ethrapsen. Lord, when did we see harao there, the aorist? When did we see you? And now we get into some participles. Penanta, aorist, present participle from penanta. When did we see you hungering and ethrapsen? Some in aorist of trepo, a trefo here, and we fed you. A dipsanta kai epatisamen, and thirsting, another present participle here from dipsao, and epatisamen, aorist from patidzo, gave you to drink. 38, patidesa edamen xenon kai synagamen, synagogamen, sorry. A gumnon kai periabalumen. When did we see you as a foreigner, an outsider, and welcome you, or naked, and clothe you? 39. Poteres eidemen asthenunta e en flake kai elthemen prosa. When did we see you weak, sick, or in prison, and we actually came to you? Elthamin again, aorist. Verse 40. Kai apokrithes habaslus ere autois. Now the reply, right? In answering, the king will say ere, another future, to them. Amen, lego hamen. Ephason etoi epoi esata heni tutan ton adophon mu ton elikiston emoi epoi esata. So truly I say to you, Ephason there, hasas is sort of as much as however, or whenever, whoever. Here with the epi, upon whatever sort of an idea. So whenever you did epoiesata, another aorist, you did any the dative indirect object to one of these my brothers, the least of my brothers. Emoi epoiesata, you did to me. Now, this is a real important referent question here. Who are the brothers of the master? Fairly certain to say that Jesus is not referring to sort of all people here, although I'm not sure it's fair to say that it excludes all people, but or that this parable says don't help non-Christians. But the primary referent here are the adolphon. And in fact, Jesus himself tells us who his brothers are. If you flip over to Matthew 12 and that episode with his family and the Pharisees thinking he's insane or thinking he's casting out demons by Beelzebul, Jesus describes those who are his, right? Behold, while he was still speaking to the crowd, behold, my mother and my his mother and brothers stood outside seeking him to talk to him. Answering, he says, verse 48, "Who is my brother and who are? I'm sorry, who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching his hand to his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, he, this one, is my brother and sister and mother." So brothers here are followers of Jesus, disciples. Right? So it's talking about concern for one another in the body of Christ. I suppose exactly what Paul is doing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Mutual concern for one another. You did to me. All right. So it's notice this is not sort of a general parable of just do-gooding kind of stuff. He's talking about how things go in the among the people of God. All right. So much for the sheep and why the sheep. What the sheep did while they were already sheep. Okay. Verse 41. Tota ere kai tois ex eu o pneumon. Right. Then he will say also to those on his left, Poros the apomoi hoi kateramenoi, eis tapur tu aionion, ta hitoimasmenon, ta diabolo, kai tois angolois autu. Right. Go, nice imperative from Poromai, present imperative. Go from me, depart from me, I think is what the King James does. Those who are cursed, here, kateraomai, don't see it a whole lot, but it's a perfect passive participle. Those who have been cursed into the eternal fire, toi et toi masmenon, another perfect passive participle, the one which has been prepared for the devil, the deceiver, and his messengers, his angels. So notice, the kingdom has been prepared from the beginning, right, for God's people. The eternal fire was not prepared for God's people. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. But those who have rejected the call of the kingdom and are not of the people of God go to the place that no human was supposed to go, to the place where the devil and his servants are cast. So this is not the intended end for God's creation. Nevertheless, there is condemnation. for those who are not the dikaioi, for those who have not been blessed, for those who are not in the kingdom. Awfully tough to get around eternal judgment in this parable, of course, as many try to do today. In any case, how did Jesus know that they were goats? Well, they just did goat kind of things. So verse 42, because, why am I casting you there? Gar epinasa kai uk edakata moi phagein. Because I hungered and you did not give to me to eat. So now it's all the opposite. Edipsesa kai uk epatasata me. I thirsted and you did not give me to drink. Xenosemen kai u synagogata me. I was a foreigner and you did not welcome me. Gumnos kai u periabalata me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Asthenes kai enphilake kai uk epeskepsos theme. Sick and in prison, and you did not look out for me. You did not care for me. You did not watch over me. 44. Tote apokrithes antai kai autoi legantos. Then also these ones will answer, saying, see, exactly the same thing. Patase, kuria patase, edamen, penant, e dipsanta, e zenon, e gunnan, e astane, e ene, e en filake, kai, e die kane semen soy. Right? When did we see you hungering, or thirsting, or a foreigner, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and we did not serve you? Die kane semen, kane samen. There, from Diaconato, did not serve you. See, if only we would have known, then we would have thought we could earn our place. But see, you can't earn the kingdom. It's gift. You're either in it or you're not. And if you're not in it, you don't do righteous things. The righteous people do righteous things, the unrighteous do not. So it naturally followed that they did not serve. 45. Tata apokrithesante apokrithesante autois legon. Then he will say answer to them saying, Amen lego amen. Amen lego amen. Ephason uk et poi eseta enetuton ton elakiston ue emoi poi eseta. Truly I say to you, Ephason again, whenever you did not do, eris tense epoi eseta, same thing again, to one of the least of these, supply autophon again, it's an ellipsis, it doesn't need to be repeated, whenever you didn't do to one of the least of these, Ude amoi epoiaseta. Neither to me did you do. So 46. Kai apelusantai hutoi es kalasen aionion hoi de dikaioi es zoein aionion. And these ones, the goat ones, will go away, ap erkamai, future middle here, into Ionian Kalasen, eternal punishment. But the righteous ones into eternal life. So there's that phrase, that word dikaioi again. Now, of course, here is a description of the judgment. There will be a judgment. There will be a point at which the righteous will be separated from the unrighteous. In this life, you know, similar to the parable of the field, wheat and the tares, there is no separation. They stay together until the judgment. Okay. Now, they stay together, but they're different. Sheep and goats, right? Sheep do sheep things, goat do goat things, and they're not made into something that they are not at the judgment. Right. There's a place prepared for those who are righteous, who are blessed, and they simply live that way all the way to the point when he comes, when the master comes. And the goats, the same. They live like goats until the master comes, and when the master comes, he says, yep, you're a goat, no doubt about it. So it is a parable about the judgment, and that there will be a judgment, and there are consequences for being righteous or unrighteous. But the reason for Jesus telling this parable, the pragmatics of the parable, is so that the righteous ones live righteously. And as I mentioned before, it simply parallels what Jesus says elsewhere in Matthew, that the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself. So what are we to be doing until we wait for the master to come back? It's to do what he's given his righteous people to do. To serve, to love, to care for even the least within the kingdom. And plenty of work for us to do even still. So the way Franzman, if I could close again with Franzman, the way we opened here, again, nicely phrased, whether a man has been for him or against him has shown itself, not in men's pious sentiments, but in their deeds. And the king, the righteous judge, unrolls the history of men before all eyes to show how the verdict which his action has pronounced has long since been written by the deeds of men. Right? He pronounced his verdict of righteousness long ago, to paraphrase Franzman, and now Jesus unrolls the scroll, opens the books, is what the book of Revelation says, which shows how the verdict which his action has pronounced has long since been written by the deeds of men. You are my righteous people, and you have lived as my righteous people all along. Come live as my righteous people with me forever in my kingdom. So, the parable of the sheep and the goats. Thanks, and blessings on your service.